Resistance has to go on in every sector of society, and academics are very, very important. My second point is, by the think tanks and right down to the media, the Daily Telegraphs, and right down to EDL, there are organizations, for example, like the Set Barnabas Fund, is distributing leaflets in every parish, every church, called the Slippery Slope Islamization in the UK. He repeats everything against Muslims, demographic threat, Sharia, Islamic finance will take over Britain. Now that's going all over England. So get hold of a copy of this and write to them. And Baroness Cox sits on the one of the reference committee. I want to thank you for the report, but I want to mention two points really that it's not issued, and I want to take the report forward as a campaigning document. It's not a campaign, but it gives us fuel for campaigning. And also to propagate what you're saying. I want to raise two particular issues. In the conclusion, you talk about the routine vilification and intimidation and harassment of Muslims. Okay? What you do not emphasize, that this has started since the year 2000 with the passage of the Terrorism Act 2000. So the boundary between counter-subversion and counter-terrorism was in effect breached in the year 2000 with the definition of the act of terrorism. Terrorism was defined so widely that there was no boundary, there was just the boundary between political activity and terrorism ceased to exist. And I don't think that you mentioned that. It's important to realize what the counter-terrorism are doing now, and the impact on communities is horrifying. The arrests, the stopping search, the financial sanctions, all these are horrifying. That's going on for the last 8 years. And we need to recognize that. And this is a contextual thing, it's not a pressing report. I think we should contextualize this as well. And may I say to you, the MI5 has been active in the Muslim communities, targeting Somali youngsters, targeting Kurdish people. They've been active, intimidating leaders as well. We know about it. We know about cases. They've been doing it. The last thing I want to say, and I'm not taking too much time, is this. In your introduction, you say this. You say the failure of counter-terrorist subversive strategy. I profoundly disagree with you. In this way, so I do not think we can understand this merely in a kind of binary thing about failure and success. I think this, what's happening is, what political purpose does this serve? And let me tell you what political purpose is. I don't want to repeat that. It divides communities, intimidates people, it frightens them. It creates suspicion among communities. It creates a negative sentiment of Islam throughout the country. Throughout the country. And what I'm saying to you is that even if it succeeded very well in creating a suspect community, and Muslims are a suspect community in this country, let's admit it, just like the Irish were before. My last thing is that even if this is counterproductive, it has already done a lot of collateral damage.